mic on that, actually. Fuck that shit.
Get yourself in. Get yourself
in. I have started recording.
Okay, for God's sake, don't delete it because I'm not recording. So, you, all the power is with you, Chris.
I feel very important right now. Yeah. I feel like this is the start of something great.
Yeah. I feel or the end of something shit, maybe.
Big Dick Millsy.
It's Machine Gun Dick and Big Dick Mills.
Machine Gun Dick. Oh, you just like just brain walls. Recording this story now, but I had a
prototype Jack, you know, from Tekken. Piston Fist.
He was probably the worst character.
Oh no, I liked him.
I found it
ironic, you know, when you pick him and you get that little side look and they're like, you're picking Jack? And
yeah.
I had moves, you know what I mean? I wasn't the best Tekken player, but I was okay.
You're getting into a lot of static field there. I don't know. Like it's just on the fuzz, that's fine.
You can fuck with the quality, can't you? We're gonna put some Miles Davis on, I reckon. Miles Davis.
You're gonna destroy any money we earn by this by all the copyright that they own. Just so you know that.
Shit. Well, this is the lamest podcast that I've ever been a part of.
I don't think we started yet. Have we started?
We can edit that shit out.
Yeah, we can just edit all this shit out. Yeah,
edit that middle name shit. So,
that was Theresa Clinton May. I don't think anyone likes it now.
I mean, she's got a tough job, mate. You know, it ain't fucking easy. I don't want to talk too much about Brexit, but one thing I will say is David Cameron. What a fucking wanker. He's to blame for all of this, the stupid twat. No one's going to listen to this. So.
Right. Hi, so anyway. Richard. Are you there? Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. We're live. We're recording. We're doing this. This is the first episode. Are you excited?
Yeah, man. Buzzing.
Buzzing.
But not as excited as I am for Star Wars. Segue of the day.
Oh, whoa. You nestled that in easily, didn't you? just
it's like that was the first finger, mate. But, you know, when you just like the little pinky just goes in and your missus gives you that. Shit. Anal might be all right, you know. Might not be as bad as I thought.
Well,
little did she know. And then she shits all over your dick. Now I just
and we segued into your.
I segued right out of that fucker, didn't I? Now it's your job. Bring it back. Segue out of that, you bastard.
We're gonna start again.
Sorry. Right, take three.
Right.
Star Wars. Chris, what does Star Wars mean to you? What's your earliest memory of Star Wars?
Right. Actually, that's a good... No one's ever asked me that question, but I can tell you right now, it is Princess Leia in the prison when Darth Vader comes into the room and you've got that little floating droid? Orb thing, and it's got the syringe and they're going to inject her. And I was like, this is the future. It is bright, it is orange, and it has...
What the fuck? What are you talking about? What bit's that? I can't even remember this bit. They're going to inject her.
They're going to inject her. This is A New Hope. This is... Whoa.
The first one. Oh, so it's the beginning.
Yeah, this is my earliest... Sorry. I watched...
My least watched Star Wars film is the first one, which and it's the best one. Well, but when I was a child,
my favorite one was Return of the Jedi. Was it Return of the Jedi? Yeah, Return the of the Jedi. One. Unfortunately, same.
Yeah, it's changed.
You look back and you go like, why?
And you go, clearly.
I remember being to my dad being like, let's watch Star Wars. My dad's like, yeah, like which one do you want to watch? New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and you're like, no. Return of the Jedi, and he's like, why? Why?
Ewoks, Dad. Ewoks.
Ewoks. It was fucking Ewoks, and you fucking.
But it did. It was the toys. Like the toys. I remember my cousin had.
My dad bought the knockoff toys actually.
So come on, we're fucking.
We need all that.
What were we talking about? Toys. My cousin had all the toys.
All the toys.
Millennium Falcon. He had the dogs. You know the big. Fucking, I can't remember what they're called, AT-ATs or something like that.
Yeah.
He had one of them and the side flat down, and then that's where he kept all his toys. But he had, you know, the monster that Luke fights in Jabba's palace in the basement bit. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. I want to say Balrog.
You're clearly the diehard Star Wars fan that we all for. We're going to show ourselves up here, aren't we? Because there's going to be people that will eventually listen to this and they'll be like, you know, fuck all about Star Wars. No. And we'll be like, nah, yeah.
No, we don't. It's Americans.
But I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It doesn't, fuck them. You know what? If they don't care about it.
Fuck all Americans. What the fuck?
well, maybe it's just Donald Trump.
Yeah, like I think there's a clear that's a good thing about the Star Wars universe.
No, I mean,
clearly a divide between people are allowed to just watch the films and that's it, and that's okay, and they can exist in their little bubble, but then there's a clear divide between those fans and then the people that the films, every book, comics, the games are canon now and shit like that. Well, they're not canon. I can't remember what they call it now. It's like legends or something. They retconned like
Knights of the Old Republics. Just give a shout out.
Yeah. Like, well, just the books. Game. Like they've already done these films in the books. They've done them. This new trilogy. Well,
yeah, they have.
But it's all been done.
Kind of, not really. It's different. Ultimately,
well, yeah. I know it's a different story, but they did already, and it was all canon, and that was the way it ended. That was the future of Luke. And then when they announced that they were going to do episode, what the fuck is it called? Seven.
Nine.
Well, no, when they announced Seven. That they were going to, when Disney bought Lucasfilm,
and they announced that
they were going to do another trilogy,
and they just fucking like, right.
Every single book. That's not canon anymore.
The saga is canon. Yeah, well, that's how I've always looked at it.
I can hear all the bumholes. Oh, just I feel sorry for them, to be honest with you. That must have been a sad day for all those fans when they just go, what? All those books don't mean shit.
They're my life.
What a twat. anyway, so I'm trying to pinpoint my earliest memory.
Earliest memory is A New Hope, watching New Hope. Maybe it's the scene of Darth Vader, when Darth Vader and Leia meet. I think that's when Darth Vader is first introduced on screen. Potentially. I might be wrong there.
What?
It might be like my earliest memory, like with the orb and the syringe and drug and Leia. So the syringe, Darth Vader is. I think that's Darth Vader's entry. That's the first time you see him on screen. I think that's maybe he's. And he's trying to get like Rebel Alliance information from Leia. And that's one of my earliest memories. My other thing is obviously the projection of Leia asking for help to Luke Skywalker and the quest starting. And this is obviously one of the another reason why it's my favorite stories is the first three. This is where it's going to get complicated. But the first trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, is A Man of 1,000 Faces is a book based about the hero's journey. And it is a book that explains how a story arc happens and what the hero journeys is and how. And this is influenced script writing. So this is me geeking on my film experience. And this is a book that was written, and George Lucas fucking loved this book. And this is how he structured Luke's journey through. And it goes almost segment by segment, A Man of 1,000 Faces. So the hero
is it a Japanese book?
No.
Chinese?
No. It's European.
Because I remember reading, well, watching like videos and stuff about how old Japanese
basically,
Westerns had like influenced the first Star Wars films and that.
Well,
and he was a big fan of
Japanese films actually influenced Western films, and that's how the Magnificent Seven came about, because there was a film called The Seven Samurai, which is the Magnificent Seven, but it's samurai, the cowboys. So there was a lot of influence from Japanese films, but Japanese films and Eastern culture didn't break into the Western culture. We couldn't really relate, and people clearly just didn't want to read subtitles because they were all racist back then. By the dialect of John Wayne.
Because there's obviously a lot of Japanese influence on in episode 8, and there was a bit of a backlash. And I say backlash like you know,
remember it
in the non harshest way, because a backlash is just, you know, 10 comments these days, and it counts as a backlash.
Sorry, I was thinking episode 6.
Nah,
episode 8 got a backlash. What? Oh, The Last Jedi got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi got a lot of fucking backlash, though, didn't it?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is there was a lot of like Western, there was a lot of Japanese influence in that film. There was little nods to like Japanese films and anime and whatever.
The bright eyed little.
Just with some of the way that they would dodge, and that they'd
the little island that Luke lives on.
Well, just I think there was some of the ways that Luke moved and maneuvered, and he'd wiggle himself around, and the way that he'd carry his body was just very like reminiscent of just like the way of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or something like that. And people, I just remember reading comments and watching videos of people kicking off about it, and that was their argument. They were saying there is clearly influence in the first trilogy of Japanese films. Like George Lucas loved it. Like there's influence in everything. Like nothing is really.
Nothing's original. There's only four stories that are written. Like that, them guys can all like live in a tree. And to be honest,
it's just any tree. But just, you must live in a tree. Sheath your beak, you wankers.
Just brush your boots, sheath your beak, and live in a tree. Just
brush your boots, you bastard, you.
Like, what you doing? Everyone's going to complain. There's obviously, like, The Last Jedi was something to be desired. Looking back on it, it wasn't a great album.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Went and seen it like twice, two or three times. I think I've seen it twice, and like I hated
a lot
it
of
first.
Unanswerable character. Actually, I loved it first time round.
I hated the first half. Like I went to see it with my friend, and when it
just
started,
mention
you know, it
there
starts
is
in
this...
that battle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And my mate was loving it. He was in the rocking in his seat. He was like, "This is wicked." And I was like, "I'm not really feeling this. Like, I think it's a bit."
I just didn't really.
It wasn't until like you know when Rey and what the fuck is this Solo?
When they had Force sex, like
yeah, Skype when they started slipping into each other's
minds. Yeah.
I was like, "This is wicked. Like, this is really cool."
When Kylo Ren just starts slipping into Rey, that's some fan fiction you've got going on there.
Oh, yes. Some
fucking
hentai shit. Some hentai. And then the throne room when they're fucking, you know, they fight, Snoke dies.
That was just like the whole Snoke dying. I was like, in episode 7, they made Snoke to be like a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Kylo just fucking kills him like nothing. It's just like...
Yeah, well, I, like I said, I liked it. I was like,
"Whoa, what would that?" We're getting a little bit. But I'm going to turn around and just say, like, I wasn't that bothered about. I kind of like Jar Jar Binks, so
Chris, Snoke is Jar Jar Binks.
Well, I think he is. That's why he looks so weird, because he's been out of the water for so long. Like, he needs to just dip back into the water.
Have a dip,
and he'll
mate.
Be fine. Have a dip. Shake your beak. Just stop chatting, and you would have noticed the lightsaber going into your guts, your arsehole. But he didn't. Didn't notice it.
So in retrospect, now we're approaching like episode 9, like I kind of am feeling the like, oh, I wish they'd done something a bit different. Like, I'd wish, it's an interesting story, decent film to watch, visually, you know, stunning.
It's going to be incredible. But, yeah, it's gonna be
but
incredible.
I, now we're going into episode 9, and I know now that these characters are in their last, you know, it's the end, and that's going to be coming to an end. I kind of wish that they just kind of followed through with the beats that were set up in episode 7, sort of.
I just wish JJ did the whole trilogy, to be honest. Should have kept it under one helm. I feel having three different directors doesn't work. You know, like, you need one person to oversee it.
Like, well, they did it. Oh, pardon me. Mm-hmm. They did it with the first trilogy. Wasn't George Lucas, though, was it? He did the first one.
No, he directed the first one, and then he was the producer and the man for the next two. He was there. The three,
he was the man.
Yeah, well, he was the man. If someone was like, oh, like, I'm going to get Chewbacca to do this, and Judge was like, nah, Chewbacca doesn't do that shit. Look at the fucking script. Yeah. I've written right. It's written on the page. I wrote the script, mate. You don't need to overthink it.
Well, there were some other dudes, I can't remember his name. There was a dude that was involved in the writing, and I think he wasn't around for the third one. And people are like,
in all fairness to George, like, he didn't think his little Western space opera was going to be the big thing. He saw 2001 Space Odyssey rushes, and he was like, yeah, it's Kubrick. He's going to nail it. It looks sick. Mine's just a little, you know, it's just my first outing. It doesn't matter. He was like, I've penned the other 8 films, but I'm only going to make maybe this one. I might get the second one out. And everyone fucking loved it.
Yeah. Everyone, well, you can tell, it's one of those trilogies where you watch the first one and you can kind of get it that they've made the first one, where even if everyone did hate it and they never made any sequels, it was a contained enough story to just be a film.
Everyone got a fucking medal on the fucking chest apart from Chewie, which he doesn't get the medal. He gets the stand, he gets the applause, but he doesn't get the medal.
Fucking hell, mate.
I feel like he's underappreciated. Like, everyone loves Chewie. Everyone wants to hug Chewie. He didn't get the fucking medal in episode 4, did he? Poor bastard.
Yeah.
And he's still episode 9, he's still there, and he's still fighting on the side. Still there with his fucking laser bolt.
Well, there's a medal in the trailer, isn't there?
Yeah. It's not Chewie's, though, is it?
Maybe it is, mate. Maybe he's 9 films in and he's like, I'll get a medal now.
I finally get the medal, and then Rey's fucking stolen it off him. Like, you brought peace to the universe. Like, nah, you don't get to keep this, Chewie. Yoink, this is mine. Yeah, your first memory. Right, we'll go back to the start. Should we introduce this again?
Yeah, take 4.
Take 4. So what is your first memory of
Probably like the re-release. I remember a lot. I remember the re-release of Star Wars. When he first
trilogy, that's probably
it's early 90s, and I remember there was the special edition, and it was when he first fucked with them, you know when he first,
yeah, he, you know, tinkered.
Jurassic Park was out,
he was like, I'm gonna add like this CG, he was like, the CGI shit, this is good shit, I want some of this shit, and I'm gonna make Jabba the Hutt look a little bit more uglier. I'm going to tweak them greens, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to add an alien in here, and I'm going to make Han Solo shoot first. No,
oh,
I'm going to make the other guy shoot before Han Solo, and all this sort of stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, and I just remember the special edition being released, and
I remember, and they had a lot of behind the scenes stuff. You had to watch the whole credits before the behind the scenes. People won't, like, well, children of our generation, of this generation, won't understand that there wasn't such a thing as a DVD menu. You put the VHS in, you played it through, and you had to rewind it back to the start. It took me forever to realize that. Are you clipping your nails right now?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. It's half. It's fucking. It's 9:20, mate. I've got to get this in before I go to bed. I'll forget.
Just wasting. Like we're on a run there. We're on a run. And you
were I weren't going to bring it up. I was just going to I'm done now. I'll snip these bad boys. Get it done with.
I'll just not listen to Chris's point. I'll just clip my nails. Well, it's just.
I was listening. Like, you were talking about fucking rewind. I completely forgot that you did that.
And the extras.
I thought it was at the beginning of the film.
No, the extras, there was right after the credits. So you'd watch everyone's name go up and you'd be like, who's Ron? Who's a wardrobe master? You'd look at it and you'd be like, well, why am I doing this?
I'm a wardrobe master, mate.
I remember them 90s reboot because my dad was chuffed. My dad was absolutely chuffed. He was like, get my kids into Star Wars. It's like 1995. We got the trilogy box set VHS collection. Special edition was big in my house.
With Luke Hammond's pecs that he never had on the front of the box. Yes. Layer down there, nips out.
Yeah. Got away with a lot of 90s.
Chewy with a semi. Yeah. But my brother's made it, and I just remember borrowing it and just being like, this is the shit.
This is the best thing since sliced bread. And it was like everyone, and all my friends had all seen it as well. So we're all on the Star Wars hype. And then George was smart, man. He was like, get all these kids on a Star Wars hype, and then I'll start making my new fucking Star Wars film. And boom. And I'll introduce Jar Jar Binks to the world in 1999, and they'll love it. And I did. I ate it up. Liam Neeson, he wasn't killing wolves back then. He was saving Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, when that film came out, it was like a fucking phenomenon. Like, it was just all over again, wasn't it? Like, it was fucking everywhere. There was Jar Jar Binks fucking toothbrush holders.
The unfortunately, that is true. They do rinse the merchandise, don't they?
Yeah, big time.
Although, I've not seen so much for this trilogy. Like, since, maybe it's merchandise.
Well, you didn't see much after that first fucking... After Phantom Menace... Then everyone realised what was actually going on and what it looked like and the story that was being told. Like, that was that.
Yeah, I feel like Darth Maul should have been a bigger character. Like, he brought the... I feel like Qui-Gon Jinn should have been a bigger character. Qui-Gon Jinn was fucking bad. Phantom Menace? No, like, all right. Jar Jar Binks, bit on the... All right. Phantom Menace is the best one out of the three.
Nah.
Out of the first three, boom, Phantom Menace, easy. But you're saying Attack... The last battle with Ewan McGregor and Anakin.
I didn't really like that.
It was just
Anakin's like fall. Anakin's fall.
His transformation.
But then it just kills it right at the end with Vader just go no, like he makes it quite cool and then just rips it away right at the end.
I forgot all about that part.
But don't get me wrong, I don't mind a Phantom. I can watch it if it was on. You know what I mean? I'll never actively watch it, but if it was on, Saturday afternoon and it started, I'd be like, oh, let's just fucking crack this off. I ain't seen this in a while. It was decent. It was all right. Like, Darth Maul, great character. Qui-Gon, great character.
Great character.
Little Anakin, bell end. And the whole...
Ewan McGregor, he could have just been smoking crack, to be honest. He could have been diving down a toilet to get his fucking enema. I wouldn't have noticed him. Like in the first film, all he does is kill Darth Maul. And if you read the comics, he doesn't even actually kill Darth Maul. He does that fucking, he does a half, he cuts him in half and he still doesn't kill him.
Well, yeah, at the end of Han, have you seen Solo?
No.
Yeah, Darth Maul. Nobody watched Solo. It was a good film. Way better than Phantom Menace.
Darth Maul's in the end. Yeah, but Solo is before. Oh, wait a second. Is Solo's before. Yeah, it's Darth. Oh, man, there's so much. Rogue One was a good film.
It was
probably one of the best.
You should watch Solo, mate. Seriously, that film was slept on. Like, I get why.
Yeah.
Really bad marketing, and there was just, like, obviously, The Last Jedi came out.
Disney was fucking milking it, though. That's why. A film a year. Film every fucking 6 months.
That's another thing. That's another thing you got to give to George. He knew.
Didn't milk it.
He knew. No one's done that. No one's done a Star Wars film a year. Everyone thought you could. You any studio in the fucking country, any studio in the country, any studio in the world would have snatched that up. Yeah, we'll do one a year. And he was smart enough to say, one a year? Are you fucking mad? People get sick of this shit.
You know what, right? Like, he was also... He never sold the intellectual property. He just held onto it. He was like, "Yeah, I'm done." And everyone was like, "Could you imagine?" Like Disney obviously bought it off him for probably like $400 trillion, or however much money.
I think it was like four billion, three or 4 billion.
A number that just doesn't exist in my lexicon. You know what I mean? Like a couple of grand, 10 grand. I could be like, "Wow." 10 grand, 100 grand, wow, £1 million. And I'd be like, wow, 4 billion? It doesn't compute, mate. But yeah, it's just, it might as well be $400 trillion. It's just, might as well be. He was probably already a billionaire before that as well. You know, he started Pixar. George Lucas started Pixar. If it wasn't for George Lucas, we wouldn't have Toy Story. The man was a G.
I thought that was Steve Jobs.
Ah, yeah, no. George Lucas. Steve Jobs came to George Lucas and he was like, "I need something to invest in. That's going to be the next big thing." And George Lucas was like, "Oh, you can take this off my hands. This is going to be huge. I just don't have the time or the money for it. If you have the time and money, invest in this because this is going to be the future of entertainment." And George was like, "I've done it for 15 years, but I can't carry it anymore." And so Steve Jobs put money into it and George Lucas left after 15 years. George Lucas is the catalyst for Pixar. Man's a G, mate. Absolute G. Legend. Hero. So, yeah. You can't not sing his praises. And he knew that in 78, and he came like, "Oh, let's make another Star Wars film." He was like, "Yeah."
Well, it says here it was John Lasseter, a guy called John Lasseter. Founded Pixar.
Don't Google in the middle of
that. No, I think, hold on.
You're destroying. You must respect my authority. You're ruining my authority right there. Like, yeah, but George Lucas is involved. Like, you can Google it later. But honestly, George Lucas, because Pixar came out of one of George Lucas's companies that he created do all of the special effects. Probably is in the 92 special release. The VHS, and then he needed people to do it, and then they were like, "Oh yeah." John Lasseter was a Disney animator, and he wanted to make Mickey Mouse cool again, and then he got fired because he wasn't good enough, and then he started.
Yeah, I remember that.
Digital animation company. And guess who bankrolled him? George Lucas. Thank you very much, LucasArts. Thank you. Good night. Obviously, they couldn't be called the Lucas.
Ah, here we go. Yeah, so it was a company called the Graphics Group, which was one third of the computer division at Lucasfilm.
Right. So now that you
and
have
then it turned into. Well, no, because I really wanted to know. That's quite interesting. I knew Steve Jobs had something to do with it, but I must have come over this over the years. I knew it had something to do with the Industrial Light and Magic, wasn't it?
That's another company that George Lucas created.
Yeah,
and they're huge. The guy from MythBusters used to work for Industrial Light and Magic. You're going to Google that now as well, aren't you?
No.
You're going to take me at my word now that you've realised that I actually tell the truth, that I actually know a little bit about this. Galaxy Party story. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I've ruined it. But, yeah.
Take five.
So what was your first memory of Star Wars, Richard?
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But fun fact, did you know who started Pixar? So, you watched the trailer. What do you think?
Yeah, so that was the homework, wasn't it? Watching the trailer. Yeah, I have watched
it. Well, I didn't know you were going to do any homework on it.
Watch the trailer was the homework. I went a little bit further. I went a bit above and beyond. Not like some people. I was trying
Pixar.
To... yeah, man, it looked cool. To be honest, it looked cool. The title sucks, though.
What, Rise of Skywalker?
The Rise of Skywalker. I'm not feeling it. Personally, I'm not feeling it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the rest of the world is like, what? This is the perfect title. But I'm personally going...
Yeah, feels a bit safe. Feels a bit like meh, uninspired.
Yeah, but everyone, like... The thing that I watched that was trying to break it apart, they were like, oh, it brings it full circle from what George Lucas said. It's like, I don't feel like it does. It's not full circle for me. It's because it was, what was episode 3 called?
3?
Yeah, episode 3. Revenge of the Sith, and then episode 6.
Return of the Jedi. Which fun fact was
Revenge
going to be called Revenge of the Jedi?
So it's the Sith Jedi Skywalker. And that's what the other video that I was watching on YouTube, that's how they're breaking it down. Like, it's coming, and Skywalker is not necessarily the person. And they're saying about how Skywalker is actually meant to be a name like Smith. Like, it's not actually that important. Kind of like how the name Jesus is not actually... A very uncommon, like, everyone's like, oh, there's only one man called Jesus in the Bible.
Jesus.
But the name Jesus or Jesus is actually a very common name. And even in the time of Christ the Lord, I'm not very religious, so I don't
so what, so you think there's going to be other Skywalkers that aren't related to the Skywalkers?
Well, yeah. So Skywalker is going to be like Mr. Smith, and that's why nobody ever realized that Luke Skywalker must have been related to the great Jedi pilot Anakin Skywalker, because everyone's fucking called Skywalker. It's not that important.
Yeah, I kind of get a bit of ambiguous as whether this Skywalker... Because nobody really knows who it is. It could be Kylo, who is the only confirmed... blood relative Skywalkers.
Yeah, because he's
I mean, but Rey's gotta be, isn't she? I mean, come on, it's just
Well, she's not a dad, no, but she's the protege of a Skywalker. And if you think of it as more of a religious point of view, then maybe she's the start of something new, like, that's not Jedi.
Yeah, possibly.
Skywalkers, they are.
I can't help but get the feeling that they just want to fucking. They just want to end this, and they want to get rid of these characters, and they just want to start new. They just want to completely just separate themselves from the old
trilogy. Yeah,
and just go, we're never going to please these fans. These guys are dickheads. Like, it's just, let's just start. I wish a fresh story. Which, in my opinion,
it's a good idea, though. That's like, that's the way that I'd want to do it. Even if you start again, and you just make a more coherent story... 4, 6, 7.
They could have done that. They didn't need to do Rogue One. They didn't need to do Solo. They could have just come Rogue up with One an original Rogue story, One separate Rogue from
One,
fucking...
Rogue One is not an original. It's not an original story. It's already been told. And Rogue One and the story of Rogue One. My friends had a tattoo of Rogue One for years before it was even a film and everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The like, they didn't have to do that. They could have just come up with an original story and separated themselves the film, from...
The thing is I think Rogue One as a film answers a lot of a question that a lot of people have. Like, how do they all know about this? How does this happen? And I feel like they've spliced that. I think Rogue One is the best Disney outing in Star Wars universe.
I didn't really like it. Just forgettable. Main character, forgettable. Everyone that was in it died, forgettable. Baddie, forgettable.
Blind Jedi. The man who believes in the Force.
Wasn't a Jedi. Like, if they're gonna make him a Jedi, make him a fucking Jedi. Give him a lightsaber. Do it. The best bit about that film was Darth Vader kicking ass at the end of the film. I was so fucking... When they got to that bit, I was just one of the... Just, you know, you don't get to see Jedis kicking ass in a really cool way. Like, the prequels didn't do it very well. It was kind of... It was too much going on. Do you know what I mean? It was just fucking flying it around
everywhere. There was too much politics.
Yeah, there's no tension.
There was a lot of Brexit. There was a lot of Brexit. In episode 1, 2, and 3, do you not think it's a lot of, like, the Senate falling apart, and you're like, oh.
And I never found it overbearing, though. But, I mean, with tonally, bit, like, with the fact that they're trying to...
I am the Senate!
So it's treason.
I never really bothered with it. It didn't bother me that much. I think it was just, it'd probably be a bit weird to watch it as a kid and then be like, oh, this is about that, what the fuck. But then the pod racing and all that bullshit probably, and I remember watching it and thinking the pod racing was all right.
And then it's all about an 18-year-old girl shagging a 14-year-old boy by the end of it. Well, and then he's getting angry about the whole fact that he's falling in love with an 18-year-old girl. Like, it's just puberty. It's just 1, 2, and 3 is the story of puberty, really. Yeah. Mixed around.
And I liked Anakin. I liked him as a character. I liked the way he was played.
He was going through.
Yeah, I did, honestly. Like, it's memorable. Yeah.
He's just angry. He's just angry. He can't save his mom. Can't save his girlfriend. Can't save anyone else. The Jedi don't trust him. He's more powerful. He can feel he's more powerful than him. And then he's got an emperor whispering in his ear, going like, oh, I'm going to make you powerful, boy.
So what do you think about the emperor coming back?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
That's a string. Like, there's a Comic Con or something where he's on stage and it's like everyone fucking screams. He opens his mouth and he has the voice of the emperor. Like, fuck off. He died. Darth Vader, like, to be honest, 7, 8, and 9 ruined the end of 6. Basically, they just haven't really looked. Like, the thing is like the Emperor coming back, it's like you can't. That Anakin was meant to bring balance to the Force. He was the chosen one, and that's how the story is. Anakin Skywalker and Luke Skywalker, these are the people that bring balance back to the Force, because there isn't a balance. The scale has been tipped in the favor of the Sith, and the Sith are the ones that rule it in 1, 2, and 3. And 1, 2, and 3 keep faithful to that ideology and that ideologue. And 4, 5, and so you can still have the story. It still strings along. As much as you hate 1, 2, and 3, still strings along. But the fact that the Emperor is alive in 9, it doesn't, like...
That's why there has to be a Skywalker. That's why. One can't exist without the other. If the ideology has to continue throughout all 9
Skywalker,
films.
Skywalker isn't the good side of the Force, I'm afraid. That is not how it should be.
But you just said the ideology is that Anakin Skywalker is this fucking guy born out of nothing. He's basically Jesus, and he's supposed to bring balance to the Force.
And he did that at his side. So Darth Vader died. Darth Vader fucking died. How did the Emperor survive that fall and Darth Vader didn't fucking survive that electric shock? Come on. Yeah. Which is more believable? Hey, the Emperor got thrown into a vacuum of space.
Well, in the books, when he dies, his spirit zooms out of him and, like, gets trapped.
You've clearly read a little bit.
No. A mate of mine read some of the books years ago, like when I was a little pothead. He used to like read quite a few of them. I think there's other times that he's been revived as well. But that's the only time he told me about. Yeah, so I mean, don't get me wrong, mate. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna go to the cinema.
I'm gonna
watch it. And it'll probably be okay. It'll probably be a pretty good film. It'll be enjoyable.